This is Tim Willetts
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Right, let's start at the beginning then. How did you guys get involved with Cambridge Footlights, and how long have you been involved for?
You've been involved longer than I have, because you've been here longer.
I got involved about 3 years ago, just by sort of randomly auditioning for a variety night, and hadn't ever done any sort of comedy or even any theatre before that.
Right.
But just took a sort of punt, had a really good time.
Yeah. It's so much fun. I got here in October and just started auditioning for stuff, and sort of, I hadn't done any comedy before uni either, so you just sort of fall into it, I think.
Okay. Oh, that intrigues me. So if you've not done anything before, how do you... you either, I guess, you sink or swim, don't you, in that sort of environment, and you find out whether you're any good at it or not?
I guess so, but I think that's why it's so nice to do it in sort of the context of uni, because it's something that's not so important, and it's something you can enjoy as well.
Is it quite a popular thing? Are there lots of people wanting to audition, and it's quite competitive in that sense?
Yeah, it is quite popular and competitive, yeah.
I think, yeah, it is. it's not competitive in sort of a horrible way. There's like a nice community of people that are all sort of into the same thing.
Yeah.
And it's nice to sort of meet new people at sort of different smokers or open mic nights, and sort of be like, oh, let's try doing something together, and sort of swapping in and out, so you sort of find who you like writing and performing with, which is really cool.
Yeah. So obviously Cambridge Footlights is well known around the world, because lots of people have gone on to become very successful and famous out of it. Is that sort of where you want to be? I guess if you didn't come to Cambridge and go, I want to be in Cambridge Footlights, I want to do this, then maybe not. But what are you studying? Where does this come in? Is this a separate side thing for you guys, or is this what you want to make a career out of?
I think you'd have to sort of be grossly fibbing to think that the thought of maybe doing this forever has like never crossed your mind.
Yeah.
But potentially, yeah. I mean, it would be pretty cool. I do education with drama and English, and you just do...
I just do English, yeah.
So it sort of, like, fits in quite well into the subjects we do.
Yeah. So the production that you're doing from tomorrow is called Pillow Talk. So give us a synopsis, if you can, about... without giving too much away.
It's predominantly... I don't know why I'm hesitating. I mean, we've been doing it for like months.
Since January.
It's fundamentally a sketch show, which I think the Footlights are most well known for.
Yep.
So it's a series of sketches and vignettes and the like. And there's a sense of narrative...
There's
a cohesiveness, perhaps.
Yeah, they all sort of gel together.
Yeah.
And it's sort of, the sketcher sort of shows us off as a group of friends and performers, rather than just characters in sort of individually isolated sketches. Which is really nice. And a lot of, I think all of the sketches are fundamentally about relationships between people, and sort of weird conversations and sort of subject matter that sort of could be a topic of conversation during Pillow Talk, which the title, you chose it, I think, didn't you? You sort of pulled that one out of the bag after like 3 hours of deliberating. we sort of like had that title and built sketches from it, which is really cool.
So how many of you are there in this show?
Five.
Okay.
And then five sort of crew, producery, directory people.
So the five of you that are performing, you've obviously written everything yourselves. And so you've written what you're performing. Is it like somebody writes their own bit that they do, or is it a collaborative thing?
It's largely collaborative, or we would write in pairs and then come together. And then our directors, Dan and Molly, would often switch things around.
Mm.
So there are lots of instances of us writing for other people.
Which is really nice.
Which is nice. And I think we have always tried to write for each other, which is quite a productive exercise. And often it's easier to take a step back and write something for someone else because you can appreciate what they can do, and you can also try and push them a lot more in terms of their performance.
So you need to know obviously the other people quite well in order to do that. So you all get on very well with each other, I guess. So I guess you have to spend a lot of time with each other to.
We spend so much time in each other's company.
Yeah. So how long has this been in the? When did you first start writing?
We auditioned and got cast at the end of January.
Yeah.
And then we sort of started meeting on a bi-weekly basis from sort of February until the holidays. Mm. And then in the Easter holidays, we went on a writing week in Walberswick where we just sort of wrote in different pairs and sort of cross-pollinated between people, and then as a group in the afternoon every single day. And I think we generated like nearly 60 sketches in that week.
Yeah. Right, so that's where it properly started to come together.
Yeah. And then it was a case of making lists of things we really, really liked and refining them and editing them. Mm. And making them as good as they can be.
Do you rehearse bits in front of other people to get their feedback as to what works and what might not work? Or are you quite good at doing that to each other and giving good feedback?
It's mostly to each other,
yeah.
And then occasionally you'll... The odd person will stumble in.
And be like, oh, I like that. Or
there was like an 8-year-old child at one point in the evening yesterday, just appeared in the doorway and was sat...
Sort of hovered.
She didn't get it.
No, not at all.
Not your target audience, though, to be fair, I'm sure.
It's nice, though, because we've all got a sense of what makes each other laugh and sort of playing to that's really, really lovely.
Yeah, yeah. So who is your target audience? What sort of person would enjoy this show, do you think?
More... I'd say it's fairly wide and it's not too... student-y,
right.
I say.
No.
Which a lot of student
comedy has the potential to be.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like fine. But as it's quite a long tour and we're taking it around the UK to non-student venues and then doing the Fringe, which has such a huge number of people going through it from all over the world.
So you have to make it fairly accessible to everybody in that sense.
Yeah.
Okay. So... It starts tomorrow in Cambridge, and this is the first place it begins, and then you take it on tour.
Yeah.
So it starts tomorrow, and it runs the 23rd here, and then where else are you taking it after that?
Oh, we're going to Swansea, which is my hometown.
Oh, okay. Really that was why you looked animated when I read the Swansea football story out.
Yeah, okay. Not that I care about football.
Well, just because I mentioned Swansea. Fair enough.
So you're like, what am I doing? You're like, so we're going to Swansea, and then Brighton, and we're doing the Oxford Festival of the Arts and the Comedy Store in London, and then we're doing a month of the Fringe, and then we're going to America and Canada, which is really exciting.
That is pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's really
so exciting. How do your studies fit in around all of this? Because if you're touring around the country or going to other countries, then...
Oh, no, we will finish term by then.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah, and so it's just anyway.
Right, so really, by the time you go back to do your studies, then this one will be done.
Yeah.
So in that sense, then, it's a big commitment for you guys to effectively give up your spare time and your holiday to go off and do this.
I guess so, but it's really lovely because sort of... You talk to people who've been on sort of previous tours or different tours, because Cambridge Theatre does like a few, and it's been really stressful and people sort of haven't gelled well as a group.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I was potentially most apprehensive about. But I don't think of it as sacrificial at all, because you're just sort of doing something that you really, really love and potentially want to do for the rest of your life with a group of people who have sort of grown to become really, really close friends and go to America, which is, you know... Pretty cool.
Yeah. This might sound like a stupid question, but do you still have to be studying at Cambridge University in order to be part of the Cambridge Footlights, or do you get kicked out at a certain point, or are there people that have been involved beyond their studies here?
I think Tim Key, who's quite successful now, famously went on a tour show, and then he wasn't actually at the university.
No, he went to Durham, didn't he? Or
something like that. He just did the show. I think they eventually clocked it. because I'm graduating and then I have to leave.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think you do. Although smokers and stuff, ARU people do as well.
Yeah.
So.
But But okay. I think it is sort of an intrinsically Cambridge thing.
Yeah. Okay. So, what's the Cambridge Union like to perform at as a venue?
So nice.
It's cool.
Because normally we'd be at the ADC, but it's getting refurbed. Mm. And we're a bit spooked by the Union initially.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
It's such a fun space, and actually, in terms of tech, has so many more opportunities for us to play around with the format a bit. So we've got fancy like follow cameras that we can zoom in on people in the audience and performers, and we've got some cool speakers where the noise travels.
You can throw the sound.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Which is really cool.
Yeah, okay.
And in terms for the sketches we've been able to stage and write as well, it's given us a lot more sort of scope to play around with.
And it's got this brilliant balcony that you can get up on as well.
So right. So you're making use of the extra space and the fact that you are in a different place.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Good. Okay. So how do people get tickets if they want to come along from tomorrow?
You can get them from the ADC website. So I think it's www.adctheatre.co.uk, and then you click on the pillow talk picture. Not that you know what we look
you'll
like,
find it
but
there.
It's us. And you can book there. I think you can ring the box office as well.
Okay.
And if you want to see other UK tour dates, you can go to footlightstour.co.uk.
Right. Mm. And you doing, is it nightly, or are you doing some days off in this run, or?
We've got the odd day off.
Yeah.
Don't
know which one.
I think I did actually need to see that in the press release, but didn't make a note. But
oh, it's Thursday and Sunday we have off.
Oh, right, okay.
We've got Sunday off.
Yeah.
So I told my friends to. Oh, no, we do have Sunday.
No. Thursday and Monday.
Okay. So it's the 12th to the 23rd, but not the 14th and the 18th.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Brilliant.
That's what I said.
Good. Okay. And what time does it start?
9 p.m.
Okay. Cool. Well, thank you very much, guys, for coming in
and
telling us all about it. If you missed any of that chat, we'll put it up as a podcast on our website, and you can find more. As I say, go to the ADC Theatre website, and you can find details on tickets there.
This is Tim Willetts
on Cambridge 105 Radio.